a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
New York nurses are in Utah helping deal with COVID-19 patients here. They say they're repaying a debt when healthcare workers from here help during New York's outbreak. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Utah Medical Association, the doctors, are discouraging doctors from making exceptions for people who want to avoid wearing masks at school. The UMA says the harm for those who may need an exemption does not outweigh the benefits. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
A crash with multiple injuries reported at 1300 South and West Temple. This is also in addition to the Surface Street crash that we have reported at 2100 South at about 500 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine and a bit of a break from the heat, but it's back on tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 94 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Tropical storm Isaias is leaving a trail of destruction as it heads up the East Coast. ABC's chief national affairs correspondent Tom Yamas in New York City.
The winds, rain, and storm surge from Isaias taking lives, carving the East Coast, and hitting major cities in the Northeast as a powerful tropical storm. Trees down across New York City, one killing a 60-year-old man in Queens.
Isaias blamed for at least 4 deaths and more than 3 million power outages. The head of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says there are signs their response is working.
In audio obtained by ABC News of a phone call with the Vice President, Dr. Birx, and the governors of several states, Birx said states like California, Florida, Texas, and Arizona are seeing improvements.
Really led at this moment by Arizona with a real turnaround in Phoenix and Tucson.
She says mask and social distancing orders have been effective. Pence, meanwhile, said for heartland states like Missouri and Tennessee, there is still time to avoid a crisis if they act.
Social distancing, personal hygiene, wear a mask whenever you can, social distance.
Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Lebanese government says at least 70 people are dead and more than 3,500 were injured after this. An explosion that almost flattened the port of Beirut. The blast sent a mushroom cloud into the sky, and with many bodies still in the rubble, those numbers are almost certain to rise. The nation's prime minister says more than 2,700 tons of highly combustible ammonium nitrate was stored in a warehouse at the facility. The husband of L.A. District Attorney Jackie Lacey has been charged with pointing a gun at Black Lives Matter members who demonstrated outside the couple's home the day before she faced a primary election back in March. Lacey has since apologized for her husband's alleged actions. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Coronavirus and classrooms.
Teachers have rallied outside the Granite School District headquarters, sharing their concerns about going back to school this afternoon. Matheson Junior High School English teacher Andrew Anthony was there. He says there's no way to physically distance in the classrooms.
I've looked at my class rosters that are already online, and I've got classes of anywhere from 30 to 37 already. I had classes of anywhere from 30 to 37 last year, and when all my kids were in a class, they had about a room, a foot each of distance between themselves. There's no way we'll be able to socially distance these kids.
Brittany Gleave was there. She's nervous for her first graders at Cottonwood Elementary.
It doesn't seem like a safe environment for us to be returning to. Community spread is not low enough. And when kids come back to the classroom, community spread is going to go up because kids are going to be spreading it and passing it to parents, families, at-risk teachers, at-risk community members. I'm concerned about the general welfare. I don't have a personal extra risk. I just want to see us making decisions that will be safe for everybody, including the children. I don't want any children in my care to get sick.
Maggie McAndrews teaches special ed in two different schools in the district. She's worried about being in those two different populations.
So students in special education are at a different kind of risk because some of them have actual physical impairments. I have students with heart conditions, and their parents might want them to stay home, but they also might want them to be back with me at a social, at a safe distance. And then also, because special education is different, if a student's being defiant or the sensory aspect of the mask is too hard to wear, that would be a function of their behavior. And so we can't send them home because of that. We have to figure out a way to teach them how to wear the mask. But that puts the special education teachers at risk because we would be the ones providing that instruction.
Our coverage of the rallies continues this evening. There have been a few of them in the Davis School District, the Granite School District. And, of course, you'll hear more tomorrow morning with Tim and Amanda on Utah's Morning News. KSL News Time 620. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
Northbound I-15, we still have the cleanup of this accident at Bangor Highway at the off-ramp. But they have opened the ramp. Only a right lane of traffic can exit there and get by, and it's still causing some backups almost to Bluffdale. Southbound I-15, all clear. You're good to go from downtown all the way to the point of the mountain as well as the rest of the valley freeways. Some surface street problems, a crash with injuries. This is going to be 1300 South and West Temple. Also a crash at 2100 South, 500 East. Michelle?
Well, clearing out nicely. Seeing good speeds if you're traveling on Bangor Highway at this point. Just a minor delay as you're going through the Riverton area. I-15 in Utah County also looking very good right now. We still have these construction delays, though. This is SR-92 Temp Highway down to one lane each direction as you're going between Highland and Alpine. Steve?
It's an easy drive if you're running on I-15 right now, both north and southbound between downtown Salt Lake City and North Ogden. Plus, you've got wide open lanes if you're cruising the West Side Belt. Northbound I-215, Legacy Parkway, and Highway 89 has cleared out nicely. This summer, social distance in wide open spaces, fresh air, endless trails, and scenery for miles, all at Ruby's Inn. Ruby's is closest to Bryce Canyon with prices lower than ever. RubiesInn.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Your 7-day forecast now comes from KSL's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, temperatures today not quite as hot as yesterday. We were 100 yesterday. Today, we've been in the mid-90s. Overnight, 69 for the low, 99 and sunny on Wednesday, 98 sunny on Thursday. As we head through the end of the week and the weekend, we'll settle back into the mid-90s for highs. Lows will be in the 60s. It stays dry through the middle of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 94 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 622.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes, and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
According to the CDC, cavities are one of the most common chronic diseases of childhood in the United States. The good news is that cavities are preventable. Smart Smiles is a school-based oral health program that focuses on dental disease prevention. They provide care to children at school to ensure that they have access to oral health care. Each child will get a dental exam by a dentist, an oral health assessment, and preventive services. All of this at no cost to the child or the family. Smart Smiles started this program because the sooner children begin getting regular dental checkups, the healthier their mouths will stay throughout their lives. This can help prevent cavities and tooth decay that can lead to pain, trouble concentrating, and other medical issues. Children with healthy teeth chew food easily, learn to speak clearly, and smile with confidence. If you would like their program to come to your school, please visit smartsmiles.dental to contact them. That's smartsmiles.dental. Select Health recognizes the lifelong impact made by Smart Smiles as another example of how Utah gives back.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. KSL Drive's Ford CEO Jim Hackett is retiring. CNN Business reports the company's chief operating officer, the COO, Jim Farley, will take over. It's apparently good news. Ford stock was up 2.5% today. You ever heard of Wawa? It's a convenience store back east, a mini grocery chain that's trying out a new drive-through store in Pennsylvania. So here's what you do. You order your stuff, you pay online, and then you pull into the parking lot. Employees immediately scamper around the little store, gathering the items up before gently delivering them to your car in the parking lot. On Wall Street, the Dow jumped 164 points to 26,828. The S&P 500 added 11 points. The NASDAQ gained 38 today. KSL News Time, 625.